Hi, and welcome to our website. I'm Bill Mencaro. My wife Allison and I own Casa Phoenix Cozumel. There's a lot on the site, so I hope you'll spend some time exploring it. Not only is there information about the condo and its amenities, with lots of photographs that we've taken inside and out, there are also links to activities around the island, some terrific maps, how to get to Cozumel, weather, even a satellite photo of the island. And don't miss the link to the guest book. Reports from people who have stayed at Casa Phoenix. You know, when I consider staying somewhere, I always look to see if there are comments from people who have been there. I figure they're not trying to sell me anything. They're just reporting on their experiences, and that carries a lot of weight with me. Anyway, I won't rehash what you can read on the website. I wanted to tell you a little about the story of Casa Phoenix. Allison and I have been visiting Cozumel since we first saw it on our honeymoon in 1982. Back then, it was a dusty little town, and few people spoke English. We didn't go back until 1989 when we learned to scuba dive. Since then, we've gone there, once or twice a year, pretty much every year. In July of 2002, we were there, and we saw a sign that some condos would be built on a vacant oceanfront lot next to Plaza Las Glorias Hotel. Well, we walked by that sign several times a day and never really gave much thought to it. After all, we weren't moving to Cozumel. Why would we want to buy a condo? Well, the night before we left, we were eating at one of our favorite restaurants. It's called Prima Trattoria. You may know about it. Yeah, there is a great northern Italian restaurant in Cozumel. I think Fodor's or one of those says it's the best Italian restaurant in Mexico. Anyway, we found out that the owner, Albert Daneman, who's an American who's lived in Cozumel for over 15 years, was building the condos. Now, we've gotten to know Albert over the years since we eat there so often, and we knew he was heavily involved in real estate development. We mentioned that we'd seen the site for the condos, and he told us all the reasons why we should buy one as an investment. Well, it came at the right time. We were in Cozumel then of July 2002 because our house had burned down exactly 1 year earlier on July 16, 2001, and we thought it would be easier to deal with the anniversary if we were in one of our favorite places. Well, to make a long story short, we decided that instead of rebuilding our house, we'd buy a condo in Cozumel. And we'd call it Casa Phoenix, as in Phoenix rising from the ashes. And it's been great. It's been a lot of fun watching it being built. It's been a great excuse to come back to Cozumel a lot more times than we would have normally, to watch it go up and to make decisions on tile and all that kind of stuff. And I was going to say we, but the truth be told, Allison spent weeks and actually months furnishing and decorating it. And she made several trips to Miami to shop for furniture and have it shipped to Cozumel, several trips to Cancun to find out what we needed for the condo. We even had a Natuzzi leather sectional sofa custom made and shipped from Italy. But finally, after all this, it was ready. And we were able to welcome our first guests in November of 2004. So that's the story of Casa Phoenix in a nutshell. I'll leave you alone now so you can check out the website, but please feel free to call me or email me with any questions. We've set up a toll-free number here. It's 1-877-895-5045, and my email address is bill@cozumelparadise.com. Allison and I look forward to your stay at Casa Phoenix and hope that you'll consider it your Cozumel home away from home.